Crab Feast. You know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you could trust that. Every Tuesday, you already knew though. Orion Sickler, soccer star, Juco. Above ground, cool goes, better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low this week, last week. Here we go again, fuck the Crab Feast. Five-star.
It's the job.
To the Crab Feast, y'all. It's another Tuesday. We got another Crab Feast for that ass. Jay Larson comedy in the pitch, touch, and register. Hall of Famer, man.
We took it up. That's top.
You're a Hall of Famer.
Took it up top, player.
You're the Pete
Rose. Took it up top.
Pete Rose. Charlie Hustle, fucking pitch toucher, man.
What's up, everybody? Jay Larson here. JayLarsonComedy.com. Jay Larson Comedy, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I have nothing to promote because at the end of this week, I'm going back on the road for Best Bars in America. So Mr. Sickle Cell and I are going to be recording, pre-recording, recording wherever we can to make sure we get our episode to you. Why?
Because we care.
Because we care. And we love y'all.
Every Tuesday.
I'm going to be busy drinking. Sickle Cell, how are you, buddy?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. I'm excited for your third season.
Not really.
Session, we'll call it then. The third session of Best Bars.
Yeah.
By the way, you fucking crushed on, am I allowed to say that? I know you taped it, but am I allowed to say that yesterday?
You can say it. I mean,
you crushed on that. Yeah, no one's going to see it yet, but wait till you see it. Ari Shaffir's show. Yeah, this is not happening.
It's going to be fun.
Awesome.
Okay, Feast, some live dates for you. This Sunday, the 21st, I'll be at the San Francisco Punchline. Great show. Always a great show. There's a Sunday night show, so come see me there. On the 26th, Ryan and I are going to be doing a live podcast from the LA Podcast Festival. It's in Beverly Hills. It's Friday night, 26th at 7 o'clock p.m. Go on our website, crabfeast.com, to get information on that and a link. If you can't make it live, you can purchase a link to watch it live on your computer anywhere across the country. If you use the code CRABFEAST, you get $5 off. All the info is on our website, so come check that out. If you can come live, it'll be great. Otherwise, watch online. It's going to be awesome. October 16th, I will be in Chicago at Fizz Bar, F-I-Z-Z Bar, on the 16th of October. And on the 21st, I'll be in Washington, D.C. at Vendetta Bar. So that's 16th in Chicago at Fizz Bar, and the 21st at Vendetta Bar in Washington, D.C. It's going to be Sean Patton and I from Best Bars in America doing some shows. I will have links on my website. I'll put them on the Crab Feast website, and I'll put them on my fan page and the Crab Feast fan page by the end of this week. Going to be great shows, and potentially we're going to do some other shows as well. I'll keep you updated on that. But for now, that's all I got. Mr. Sickle Cell.
Ryan Sickler on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, RyanSickler.com. Thank you all who came out to Comedy Living Room. That was a really fun time. Andrew Santino, Nate Bargatze, you guys are fucking awesome to come and support that. Such a fun atmosphere in the house. We're glad you came out.
For those of you who couldn't make it, which is 99% of you because you don't live here and you can't get into the living room, that'll be available at some point in the Premium Channel. And you know us, we get it to you right quick. So look for that in 2016.
Probably 2016. And speaking of Premium Channel, the Bridgetown episode is up. Thank you for the love from that. You guys are loving
so
it.
Many
it's
crud.
Yeah, dude. It's so good. We told you it was funny. You'll never hear. I don't even want to tip off stories, but you'll never hear some shit like Will Anderson told on that. And Kamala, too, is fucking awesome.
Yeah. I didn't even mention it last week, but there were so many people that were like, got it, like snuck in there and got it before we announced it. You know what I mean? They would Twitter at us.
And then bitch like, why is it $9.99? I still bought it, but why? And it's because iTunes does that shit. Don't buy it when it's $9.99. Get it when it's $1.99. We love you. You can get it. Go to crabfeast.com. It's all there. You can get the premium episodes, merch, Amazon link. You can hit up the Facebook fan page. You can write an iTunes five-star page review. Stitcher, you can get us there.
Now you're just somebody that I used to zoom. Somebody.
I used to zoom. I feel like I've heard that one before.
I'm running low, dude. People hit me up with things, and I'm like, I've already done that one too. So we, you know,
hit them up, Feast. Just give them some fresh zooms because I enjoy listening to them. Craft Feast is brought to you by GoDaddy. Hundreds of new domain names are available. Visit thecraftfeast.com today. Click the GoDaddy banner and save 30% on your order. Newertransfer.com domain names are still available for $1.99. Enter code FEAST at checkout, and GoDaddy will honor that offer.
The other thing I wanted to say before we get into our guest, I didn't mention before, L.A. Podfest. The Crab Feast will be at the L.A. Podfest. We're not sure yet if we're going to be Friday night or Saturday day yet, but we will have information on the website where you can get tickets. You can get day passes. You can get passes for the whole festival. Otherwise, you can just come to our recording, but it's going to be a live podcast at the L.A. Podfest, which is going to be in October.
Yeah, and while Jay's looking up that specific date, they're going to send us a link where if you can't be in LA, I think they have some sort of pass you can buy. You use our code and you can get it. I don't know what the price is, but I think it gives you access. It's access for the full Podfest, right?
I don't know, but it's going to either be September 26th, the Friday at 7 p.m., or the 27th in the middle of the afternoon. We will let you know. Excuse me, as soon as we know, which will probably be next week.
Yeah, and another chance to come out and see a live podcast if you haven't been able to make one in L.A. yet.
And come to a bunch of other amazing live podcasts because the whole festival is live podcast.
Yeah, and it's growing every year. I think it's in Beverly Hills. So all that stuff will be up on our website, and you can get all that info there as well.
That'll be up on the site. You know what's up right now? Our guest for this week's podcast. We're excited. Three-timer. That's a three-peat. Give it up for Mr. Carl D. Welcome back to the Crab Feast.
Carl D. Welcome back to the Crab Feast.
What's up, feasters?
Carl D. Gregorio.
This feels like home.
It's good to have.
Oddly enough, it feels like I'm home right now.
Because we're in your home.
We're in your home. You're going to have to do something with that mic, though. It's going to have to come out. You're going to have to leave it alone.
Carl D.'s
the first fucking guest.
I got my own.
to have a full floor mic at the ready. And now Jay Larson's going to use it. So
this is unbelievable.
It's good to be here in your home. It's good to have you back.
On the Crab Feast, y'all.
We still get asked about your small patellas. How are your small patellas?
You know, with supplements and a lot of training, I'm maintaining.
Supplements.
Right now.
He's 4 days a week at the gym now.
I'm trying,
guys. Boy.
I sit on the bike and read a book like for 15 minutes. So
keep the machine in motion.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Imagine working at GNC and this guy walks in and is like, yeah, man, I got small patellas. You got anything here?
You got super calcium?
Yes, I do. I got this small patella calcium powder right here.
People were nice about that, and I appreciate the March of Nickels is starting to bring in some.
They
money,
have out.
So, yeah.
They have other people had it. Other people were telling us they had.
They
small
know exactly
patellas.
Right there.
I didn't know it was even some kind of epidemic.
My brother is an MD, a doctor, and he screams at me when I say that.
He just told us an MD is
a doctor.
You
fucking arrogant,
he had to tell. He told us it was a doctor, an MD. He said, "My brother's an MD, a doctor.
Right.
Like, what else would it be?"
But I've told him that story, and he's like, no doctor would, there's no such thing as small patellas. I'm like, I heard it, bro. I heard it.
There are people out there.
That's why it slips out of socket all the time.
Small patellas.
you go ahead, Ryan.
Well, I was going to tell Carl D to please promote himself before we get into this too much further here. Your shows, your Twitter, whatever you'd like.
I have Carl D Does It, at Carl D Does It on Twitter, and Carl D Gregorio on Facebook. I'm at the Ventura Comedy Festival.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
The September the 23rd and the 27th.
And the book, you're doing the bookend gig, huh?
Yeah, it's terrific. I think a couple of them are in a bar somewhere. I don't know.
That'd be fun though. Ventura's cool. People don't realize.
The Bridgetown Festival has venues in all kinds of places.
Yeah, that's the idea.
It's all about quality.
So
give a good festival to the people of Ventura. Well done, Carl D. Does
what else, Carl D? This is something big we want to talk about.
Something big. I'm excited. Thanks for letting me say about it. I have a book coming out on Amazon. It's called The Drama King, and it'll drop on October 7th.
Boom.
10/7, The Drama King on Amazon.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's tight. Good for you. Wrote a book. That's a big deal.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
Big deal.
Nobody asked for it, so I'm just cramming it down everybody's throat because it's, you know,
I want everyone to buy that book and then start looking for typos. And as soon as you find them, start hitting Carl D. Page 46, man. Should have been a comma.
There's going to be some. And I paid someone to edit it, but you can't. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's ridiculous. And you learn things.
How long did it take you to write that book?
I started it 3 years ago, so, you know, I guess about
that
long.
That's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, the first draft is, you know, you get that done quickly, and then it's a pile of shit, and then you start working it over and let people look at it.
Combing through that.
Is there any pictures?
No, sir. Just a picture of me when I was a buck 75 on the cover.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Looking what, like how long is it?
It's 96,000 words, so that's, you know.
Settle
what's
down,
that equal on pages, for real?
If you bought a book in a store, it'd probably be in or around 325, maybe.
Ooh, all right, boom.
Drama so King. Like, all right.
Drama King getting Drama King.
Yeah. It's like, you know, David Lee Roth wrote a book, and I saw it on a table in a bookstore, and it was 1,000 pages. And then in the beginning of the book, he thanks his editor for helping him trim it down. I was like, really, Doc?
Son of a bitch.
Crazy from the Heat, I think it was called. I'm like, really? Like, how many pages can you say Coke and groupies? You know what I mean?
Crazy from the Heat.
I think that's the name of the book.
I remember that.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's
October 7th. Drama King will be available on Amazon. I'm sure you're going to be posting about it. We will also tweet and post about it.
Oh, yeah, much appreciated.
I'm proud of you. That's a big deal, man.
Yeah,
that's a book.
A huge deal.
Thanks.
I have a tough time, you know, writing my to-do list. It's not true. I'm pretty good.
You're good at you got it all over the place, too.
Yeah, you know, I'm a to-doer.
Yeah, this guy.
You got some stuff written on the chalkboard. Give him hell, son. Give him hell.
Oh yeah, that's a little emotional. That's the last words my dad uttered to me that before he passed.
Shut
really?
Your mouth.
That's the misnomer. It wasn't what he said at his bedside because he was unable to speak when I got there. But when I combed through what he said to me last, it was that. Give him hell, because I was on my way to do a set and I was on the phone. He said, "Oh, give him hell, son. Give him hell." So. That's a pretty good one to have
on the
way.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Too bad you let him down.
I gave them neurotic.
We're sick
is what
of this
I gave
ever
him.
Did in his life, goddamn.
So, and I went up there and complained about my studio apartment.
Dude, that's amazing. I wish, you know, the last thing my dad said to me was, "Go eat those Cheerios." I was six.
Was that
old.
Really? Nah.
That's brutal.
I was just gonna say,
is that on your merch?
Whatever.
Do you put
was.
That on your merch when
I
you're on the road?
I thought it was gonna be one word. Nope. That was it. Gone.
Audi 5000. Yep.
I'll be two streets over. But don't fucking come by me.
Don't come by.
Trick or treating his neighborhood and shit.
Guy. Well, we both noticed the dream catcher up there and noticed that it's not above your bed. One.
Yeah.
It's a tiny dream catcher.
It's a tiny.
It's like, a rear view mirror dream catcher is what it is.
He's not trying to catch any dreams. He's just like,
yeah, no, that's there. That's like I'm. This is messed
those
up. My sister.
I'm right by it. dreams like, what the fuck is that?
It's just funneling nightmares is all that's doing.
Look, my sister gave it to me. I don't have a headboard, and it's rude. It's rude not to have it displayed, even though it's not my style. I don't like the Southwest kind
rude.
Of.
I swear. I used to feel the same way about shit. It is not rude.
It's not rude to just put that in a drawer somewhere?
No, or give it to somebody. Somebody else out
re-gift
there will
the
want
dream catcher? Isn't
fucking
that good?
Just tie it on some random person's rearview mirror sometime.
Convertible. It's like spark somewhere.
Just tie it up. And be like, there you go. Keep it on you for that reason.
All right.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I used to have a dream catcher in high school over my bed. I pinned it on the ceiling, so it just hung. The circle was right over my head.
Oh, look at this guy.
I did too.
Just
did
cranking.
Everybody got into it for a second in our neighborhood. Something. In our neighborhood, it just like took our neighborhood.
Your like white ghetto
storm.
Had dream catchers going around it?
Dude, dream catchers, never from the rear view, but a tack up in there with some
too.
Fishing line. And hung it over, and then I was like, this is some bullshit.
You're listening to Zeppelin?
I did it so the circle was straight above you like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have a big one. I had a hanging one like that, but bigger size.
Yeah, so was mine. Mine was big, too.
A little dusty, too.
Sick
is that
was a little giddy tonight.
Yeah,
I like
he's fired
it.
Up.
Well,
fired
I just want to make sure it wasn't like a hula hoop or something. I don't know what you had. I'm just trying to say. Just
like the snare drum head from his marching band.
Mine wasn't that big. I'm trying to tell you.
Mine was made for me by a Sunni Indian.
Sunni,
yeah.
You sure that's a
no,
is that
not
an Indian?
At all. What was I going to say? If I don't laugh,
let's
a lot
ask
tonight,
a Sunni Indian, get your ass out of here. Bring your dream catchers.
I have a horrible. I think I'm dying.
You might have bronchitis or something.
I think so.
Jay Larson has fallen ill.
Dude. But Kate told me that if I had bronchitis, I'd be getting other people sick, and that no one's getting. I mean, I'm. Kiss and read on the mouth. Open mouth, kiss and read.
Careful.
You think you got it, Frank? When did the kid start bringing the stuff home?
What do you think? He's got a day job?
Yeah. Like,
he's going out places?
This kid, he's working with the public.
He's a fucking flu back in his lunchbox.
He's got a fucking briefcase and shit. Like, Dad, I'm working hard out there today.
Toll booth collector. His hands are always bacteria.
A few filth and money and shit.
I got a dog's appointment tomorrow. I'll get this sorted out.
Please do, man.
Yeah, I had bronchitis one time for 6 months.
What is it?
It was an infection, and for me, it was like a fluid or an infection in my fucking lungs, and you just cough.
You feel something in the back of your throat, like,
yeah,
that's it though.
It hurts, but no, but then you'll cough. Like if you,
but it hurts where? Because I don't hurt anywhere.
Even with medication,
pain,
it just once you start coughing so hard, sometimes you'll bruise your ribs a little bit,
mess and your esophagus, and stuff.
And for so
dude,
long,
I can't do this for 6 months.
If you do that for 5 days, 8 days, after a while, it just starts taking a toll.
Yeah, this has been about 2 weeks.
It's like somebody beating you with towels.
I got strep
about
throat.
12 days. That's just gonna start hurting. You're like, all right, man, it's done. God damn. 6 months, and that's I was getting medication. I just couldn't shake it. I don't know what it was.
We got bad genes. We know that.
Bad genes.
I got strep throat every year at the same time, like this probably by the day on the calendar, and I always miss Little League tryouts because I would get strep throat.
Oh, yeah, that's what it
pretty
was.
Specific.
No, I'm serious.
He's sick, honey. He can't go to tryouts.
No, and then I had to play Farm League, which is like we had a Farm League.
Farm League?
Yeah, we had like a shitty spastic kid Little League and then actual Little League.
Well, we had that too. We had majors and minors. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, but we called it Farm League and Little League.
Could you move up?
Yeah, I finally got into Little League like as a senior.
You know what I mean? 18. Just crushing homers.
Danny Almonte just crushing guys. No. But yeah, strep throat, and they got to swab you, and that, you know, you just got that. That's panic. I couldn't swallow pills. I had to do penicillin with the liquid form.
Wait, what are you talking about?
They swab your throat to see if you got it. And you're like, they make you gag.
That first wooden all, cute
yeah, that thing.
I've taken penicillin once in my life, and it was the greatest thing I ever did.
Yeah,
I mean, best drug I've ever had in my life was penicillin.
It works.
He swears by it.
What was the affliction, though? What was that?
I was dying. You don't remember? I think we were doing the show at that time. I was living with Jordan. I got so sick. I mean, I thought I would shake it. I've always shaken every
How long did it take, really? Hour, 2 hours, 10 minutes?
45 minutes.
It literally starts to work immediately, the good stuff.
And you went from death to fucking death, bang.
I've never missed a day of anything for being sick, ever in my life.
I didn't know that about you. I didn't know you were like
never
a horse.
Never sick. Even if I had like a cough or like a little cold, I always like always worked, always played sports, always went to school.
Right.
I just never got sick.
Cal Ripken not getting sick right
it's
here.
It's Cal Ripken over here, man.
Unsubstantiated, right?
And then this was one, I mean, I got so bad. I mean, so I remember Swartzen came by to give me like magazines and OJ and stuff. And he came to the door. He saw me. He goes, holy shit. He goes, don't even step out here. Don't even step out here. And like threw the bag at my feet. And then I was like, called my friend. She snuck a penicillin shot from the ER and stuck
a
it in
shot?
My ass. Yeah. Boom, right in my ass. And 45 minutes. No lie, dude. I was playing tennis.
Playing tennis.
I couldn't even get it out.
That means your immune system's so strong that it only took that one dose, I guess.
Your immune system's so strong.
Well done.
Thank you.
I like that.
Should have used that one in the fucking...
I didn't know Jay was just a beast like that. He's very stoic about his health, huh? You just keep trucking, huh?
I do what I can.
Yeah. Well, get this taken care of, man.
I'm going to.
I hope the dust in my apartment's not going
to
exacerbate
anything. Do you go to the doctor often?
Never. I haven't had health insurance till till the Obamacare.
Well, let me tell you.
Not to get political or anything.
Carl D. almost went, I haven't had insurance for two... I mean, it's been...
Three consecutive presidents.
No, I just never took care of it. I mean, I'd go to an urgent care and I'd have to pay off a freaking doctor visit because it's like
I'm telling you, you can go work doctors. I go every 6 months and they'll cash price you. If you're just going in for a legit checkup, it's a few hundred bucks. It's a few hundred bucks, but you go twice a year, let's say $600, $700. Break it up over 12 months, it's fucking worth your health.
$100 a month.
Oh, I'll fucking cut back on whatever.
I love how he can haggle. Like he haggles. You haggle everything.
He haggles.
It's not haggling. It's help. It's what Jay Larson would call human math. It's like, I'll throw $700 into dinners and beer and alcohol or whatever it is, which is fine. I'm saying, but you could, you know, maybe don't need the extra this or that, the appetizers here and there, and you fucking pull whatever
out of
that. I
got that blooming onion, man.
You know that blooming onion.
Get that blooming onion.
I'm not saying get crazy. Keep the blooming onion
get
in the
budget. Get some California
I'm just
roll
saying,
on that bad boy.
You could pull from little places around your life and add up $700 for the year and
right,
just
when
for
you
your
break
health.
It down, when you don't have your head in the sand like I do about all that stuff.
Every 6
right.
months, you should be at the doctor.
Yeah, well, now I can do it, but I don't like the idea of going in, you know?
Yeah, me too. I hate going
Or once a year. Once a year. You're a young man.
We'll figure it out.
What about the dentist, Ray? How often should you go to the dentist?
I go to the dentist religiously every 6 months.
Yeah. What about you, Carl?
Every 6 months. I'm setting one up right now. My dentist
last
week.
My dad took me one the last time he was around.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the last time you went to the dentist?
Yeah, it's probably five, 6 years.
Oof.
That's bad, huh?
Well, not only is it bad, don't fucking say that. just don't go, because Segura went into a dude. It made me laugh so hard. He went to a dentist. He texted me. He was like, Ryan, this guy said I have 13 cavities.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
What? And I was like, dude, you have to go to another dentist. I think he also maybe had an uncle or something that was a dentist who told him, you got to go get a second opinion. Like, that's ridiculous. So Tom,
how about you, uncle? Nah.
Tom, yeah.
Who has time for a second opinion?
Well, I mean, are you really going to go from having no cavities to someone going, you have 13 cavities in here? You're like, you might be fucking trying to rob
me. Oh, you're saying he's like upselling him the drain? Yeah.
Upselling? I mean, that's half his fucking teeth.
You know what, man? There's a couple root canals in it, too.
Upselling.
What is Segura eating? Upsells, bit of honey?
Upsells a cavity or a retainer or some shit. Ups to 13 teeth.
Retainer?
Retainer.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Just pull him out at that point.
But anyway, so then Tom's like, what should I do? I'm like, you should definitely go to the fucking second dentist and see what he says. And he goes, and he said, that guy said 11. I said, well,
that's still better.
That's better than 13, dude. He's like, holy, I think, and then I want to say, I hope I'm not getting this wrong, but I'm pretty sure he finally was either went to his uncle or someone his uncle like directly referred and said, please look at his mouth or whatever. And Tom's like, what do you think? And I said, dude, you know what's going to make me laugh? If that guy goes 17. If he's the high end one. I was like, I hope like hell.
How many?
I can't remember. I have to ask him. But it was something like, he'll kill me if I get it wrong, but it was like 6 or 8 or something. It was
Jesus.
A lot. It was a lot of cavities. Still a handful, I believe.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, I've never had a cavity. And I attribute that. You just dismiss it as
to
good genes.
Constant maintenance?
No, I don't.
There's no way.
No.
It's genes. It's genetic.
Not,
if you have no cavities, it's genetics.
It's not just, is all I'm saying. You can't dismiss it as 100% genetic. If I didn't go to the dentist for 6 years, yeah. I might agree with you. But I go every 6 months.
Yeah, I got you.
I get
right.
cleanings, everything. So I'm saying that probably helps maintain.
I hope you get cleanings. What the hell else you going for?
Come
get that toothbrush with your name on it.
They do this bullshit now where
to look at men's
they want
health
you to
from 87.
They want me to send. They want me to send. Make 2 appointments, one for like the cleaning, and then one for the dentist. And I'm like, no.
You're like, listen, I'm used to having the dentist less orthodontist.
I am.
They do it all the time.
So,
did you have braces?
I go on Saturdays. They have Saturday hours. I go on Saturdays and I see both of them. I call and I'm like, I call 2 months out or whatever. I'm like, when's it going to be there on both days? All right, book me for that. And they're like, do you care who does your cleaning? I'm like, anyone's fine to do the cleaning, but I'm going to make sure I see him the same day. Why am I making 2 appointments? To get a cleaning.
What
and
are you
then
getting so angry about with us?
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, is this how you talk to people in the service of your body?
My dentist.
Look at this guy, hard-ass and his dentist.
Yeah, he's a big dentist.
I just don't get it.
I got to go, I guess, but I'm going to probably...
You got to go, dude.
Beat Segura's record. Oh, my God.
You could.
Yeah, I mean...
Cavity per year. Think of it like that. Shit adds up, man.
Dentist. God damn. I didn't
When's
get
the last
braces?
Time you went to the dentist, Jay Larson?
Month and a half ago.
For maintenance, or did you go because you had an issue?
I went because I was due to go because I hate going. Mm-hmm. And this permanent retainer I have snapped. And then they gave me a deep cleaning. She's like, you need a fucking deep cleaning. And I got the deep cleaning.
What is that? Where they like hard like power wash under your gums?
Yeah, it's because I got this retainer. You can't floss under here. I'm like, get that thing out. And she's like, oh, I can refer you to someone. I hate my dentist.
You got nice teeth,
hate
dude.
Thanks, man.
I got a good
hate my dentist.
I got a good orthodontist. That's where you need to take the retainer out. That's the problem. You're a dentist. You need to be an orthodontist.
No,
get that retainer.
That's a good point. No, that's what she said. She referred me to an orthodontist.
Of course.
She can't do that.
Once you get there,
she can't
do it.
She's a
work, man.
We had a huge debate.
We're
not getting into it.
He needs the one guy who needs an orthodontist has been arguing against it the whole time. That is unbelievable. But dude, I had that thing too. I finally was like, get this fucking thing out, and I had to sand the. Or file the cement or whatever the hell it was back then.
I'm going
to
get Invisalign or whatever Denzel Washington has because I want those big chompers. I just want piano teeth.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight? Yeah, whatever Denzel has.
Yeah. I just want to rock.
Give me Denzel's.
Those are probably $100,000 right there.
Right.
$100,000 probably, in his mouth. The veneers. Those movie star veneers.
You think he's probably got those on his teeth?
I don't know. Just they've changed shape and size over the years.
But Invisalign doesn't do that to your teeth, does it?
No, but I got to finance. That's like a car.
What's Invisalign?
They just snap on and they correct your teeth.
Clear braces.
You wear them at night or any time.
Clear braces that you can see clearly.
You can take them off if you have like an audition or something.
That's the fuck of it.
that you can
I'm
see.
I'm not going to lie. I've never seen Ryan in a better mood with
this
any,
is nice
any
to
guest
have.
We ever had.
Oh, I was Carl excited D. to come see you.
I was so fired up. You guys buzzed me a little early because I'm a late riser.
The best thing about Carl D is he lives pretty close to Rye, and Rye will see him, and Carl D won't even stop to say hello.
No, he'll just roll
Have
by.
Have I blazed you before?
Yeah, a couple times. He'll be like,
oh, that's not
my
good.
My mom. Giving oh, me the that, phone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That.
Well, that's
my
I do
mom. All, I'm like, all right, mom. You see me carrying this mattress.
I do all my maintenance phone calls on the
walks.
On walks, yeah. I call everybody
you
on the East Coast.
That's what you should do.
And I
what?
Try to get some exercise.
How old's your mom?
In her 80s, I think.
What do you mean you think?
She's not very forthcoming about her age, and I'm not even joking. There's people at her gym that want
her
to join.
Gym?
Yeah, she goes to the
She's
gym.
She's 60.
She goes to the gym, and they want her to join the silver sneakers, which are like the old people
silver
sitting in chairs,
sneakers.
Like raising their arms. And she's not joining them because she gets a trainer, and she doesn't tell anybody her age. Like, anybody gives a shit. It's just, it's a
you
lifelong
tell right
thing.
Now, any of the silver sneakers come at me again with that bullshit.
That's
I'll put
exactly
one on.
Right. She wears her little fingerless
okay,
gloves, and she's,
Gregoria.
Like, cranking
she's,
out the...
She's on the elliptical, and she sees, like, four of them coming over with the soap. She's like, don't even think about it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm up and right now.
It's true.
I'm and over she, here trying to read Drama King on my bike. Oh, my goddamn yeah. electric bike.
her biggest ism, the one ism, he's off his rock. I love it. I love it. It's because he's got the orange mic head.
He always does.
The foamy.
Yeah. Man. That's
so wait. They want her during this. So she's got to be like 85 maybe?
No, I think she's just 80.
Okay.
Just 80.
Yeah,
so
81, 82.
So you were... Were you an oops baby?
Yeah,
then?
Yeah.
First of all, he was a love child.
A love child.
Love
I
child.
Happy
that's
accident
fine.
Is what I said. Mm-hmm.
That's not what they ever said.
That's not what they
no.
said.
They said, oh, fuck it, son. Give him hell, son.
and the music swells and the single tear goes down the cheek. And then somebody runs upstairs. I don't know what happens there. But yeah, no, I'm definitely an accident. That's why I have so much, have a lot of issues with, like, I am an only child, like, psychologically, I'm an only child, but I have siblings.
What's the next it's
true
sibling
10
up.
Years, and then the oldest one is 13 years, so.
So let's think, when he was 10, his oldest.
Yeah, my brother left the house when I was 5 years old for college, and I pretty much never saw him again, and then every year after that, it kind of progressed. So I was
Damn.
Alone. And,
do you think a lot of it, you thought it was your fault? Like,
so you're younger
yeah,
brother.
Well,
you're
I would
brothers.
Get dragged to drop him off at colleges, and then I would drive back alone. I'm like, where the hell is Barry going?
Seriously.
And my dad would, you know. Sometimes,
Barry D?
Barry D, yeah. The MD, which is a doctor.
Oh, he's and, okay. Barry D's an MD.
Yeah, so that you know, I guess I probably internalize that a little bit to get psychological. But you know, I joke that like it's I need constant attention and I need to be left alone all at the same time. So it's like really hard to.
I'm
date
sure a
me
lot of people relate to that.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like I'm very content.
So what
on
are
my
you
own.
Saying? We should put a webcam on?
Yeah, it's, no.
Is there any way to do it?
Like is there right. any way you guys could not look at me while we're talking?
Yeah, we so could no. put a webcam right up there,
so right
wait,
next to the dream catcher.
Tight.
Yeah, we get along good, yeah. man. He's a goof. I say he's the funny one, and then I say I'm the smart one, but I can't really substantiate that. So.
Is he the brother in Florida?
He's in Portland.
You have a brother
have
in
a brother.
News? What is
yeah, he's
television?
In, he's in
right?
He was in television news. Yeah.
What was he doing in television TV news?
Like he would, you know what he would do? He would. He had a daytime show called AM, and really creative,
oh, yeah.
creative family.
Like, oh man, we gotta get on air. Right. Fuck it, AM. Just go with AM. Go.
In the day is what they the other one.
Like, well, what here we are live from AM. AM.
Yeah.
Put up a logo.
No periods.
Somebody type in AM, get it up on the screen, goddamn.
But he would get the headliner at the Tampa Improv on the show every time they came to town. Mm-hmm. And way back in the day before I was ready, I asked him a favor to get up at the Tampa Improv. And he brought TV cameras. He lavaliered me. And I ate shit at the Tampa Improv so
I
bad that...
I said lavalier. Yeah. I love Carl D.
I would have had the best demo tape, but it was like I was like year two into comedy.
But you know what you have? You got the best, the worst demo tape.
It's the best. And he's like, I'll just put laps on. I'm like, it's going to fucking, you're going to see my will to live drain out of me.
Does that
I'm
set exist? Do you have that?
He's first got of all, it somewhere. Yeah.
Please hold on a second.
Can we watch that?
Most people, everyone out there listening, when you're getting a tape you know, you got a buddy holding a camera or something like that. This guy, they brought like roll camera two.
With yeah, the little he red had the light, TV.
The
he
red
had
the light
TV,
on top.
Like no pressure. He had the TV.
Hit the camera four. Switch now.
He had that weird tripod that has like you gotta like use hex screws and
yeah,
shit to get
they're going
it.
Tight on you, bouncing out. And
yeah,
shit.
And I had, oh, he had ambient mics in
Carl
the crowd.
Oh my God. I'm in the middle of a yeah, set
for a 6 minute guest set in my second year of comedy.
There's guys in the back rabbit cable.
And,
guess,
and the headliner was Bill like, Bellamy. And
Bill Bellamy.
It was an all black crowd, and I was doing like all the early stuff about. I was doing all the early stuff about my dad, and they were just like looking at me. Like at one point, I heard somebody in the crowd say, "It's okay, man. It's okay." Like they were telling me it was okay.
You're all right, man.
And then I walked out of the set. I went to the bar. I pounded a Heineken, and my brother and I went to get barbecue. And we left my mom, my dad, and to watch Earthquake. And my mom was like, "They were very." Dirty, but very. And then she thought Bill Bellamy was handsome, but was too dirty with his comedy.
Oh my God! I can't believe you left. What'd your dad say about the set?
He tried to tell me it went okay, but he just couldn't. He couldn't do it. Like he would always. When I'd be in bad plays in New York, he'd be like, you know, oh yeah, yeah, you were the best thing in it, and it'd be like, when it's your own words and it's your, it was bad. It was bad.
I told you we never should have had him.
So bad. That's a bad feeling, though. And then the host like did the
son of a bitch.
The host did the
black club.
The host did the thing.
Terrible set, yeah, man. They the go host, know who's kid he is. We're the only white people.
The only white people.
It was bad.
Nobody
else came to see
you. Oh, nice.
Those two white people. There's no one else in that audience that came to see Carl D.
It was too soon.
This
man.
Is before you doing all your black material. Anyway.
Oh yeah, it was all. I was talking about.
Hey, if you did the wedding,
oh, I'd kill now. I think I actually like was
the
like
wedding.
I have to go back and dominate that crowd
oh, my
someday.
God. But hey, you all right?
Oh, it
there
so
he goes
bad.
Right there.
And I was doing stuff about my dad who like collected creamers, like really
remember,
subtle
yeah.
stuff. And like,
I remember
the bad comedian.
He is in his own world
yeah,
over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I'm just laughing at the whole premise of this bad comedian with a news crew.
News crew.
Not a guy
with
a camera.
Yeah, he had
a van outside.
It was three-quarter tape.
The things raised up to the air. The dish is way up in the air.
Breaking
news.
Truck. Who the fuck I am right now?
Is it nah, man. We got a guy doing 6 minutes inside.
Yeah, the live truck. Yeah.
Sickler's gone. I've never seen him go this deep.
Oh, come on, man.
It
that
was
is the
brutal.
Funniest. That's all I kept seeing in my
camera
head.
Two,
all,
camera
all,
two.
Camera two. That cheesy music. Da, 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 da.
Exactly.
Oh, God. Live from Tampa.
We're at the Tampa Improv.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah, it was brutal. It's just, what are you going to do? I wouldn't even. My brother was like, I'll put fake laughs on it. It'll be perfect. I'm like, yeah, it doesn't work that way.
There's crowds leaving.
And the host did like the number one like thing you don't like. He cracked on me when I was done. He was killing me. He's like, "You thought I was bad?" Like he, I mean, it was that bad.
That
and then he comes out and he was like the guy who my brother knew. He's the guy who called a favor and he's like, "Oh, I wasn't your crowd." He's like trying to like, it was just you know, it could have derailed me. For the life I've led since, but man, that
I think we all know that's what God. Makes you stronger. It's just getting your shit fucking thrown in your face.
Oh, it really does. Yeah.
Ooh, been there. Ooh. Oh. So wait, tell us a little bit about. I mean, did we talk about this? Have we talked about this before? Like the idea of being so young compared to your other siblings. Because you used to tell me you'd go to like jazz clubs and
it was brutal.
Your folks, right?
Well, I mentioned it in a book. Like I told a friend like.
Drama King?
Yeah, the Drama King.
Okay,
available
book.
On Amazon. October 7th.
10-7.
10-7, player.
No, but we'd go to Nantucket, and it wasn't like we were rich people. We would rent, and we had friends, and we'd go to Nantucket, and it would just be me and my folks, which is like they're in their 50s, and their friends are in their 50s. And we would go
old?
To these, you know, like 11.
First of all, and I'm guessing all the other parents, their kids are so old now that they're just fucking slamming highballs and shit, and they're like, and we still got the fucking dead weight over.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, my dad would get a little loose because, you know, it's their vacation,
God
so he'd start
the
rocking
time
some
I took
doors.
Trash out, man. Shit.
Oh, he'd get the doors
he
going.
He would?
Yeah, and he would like, you know, he'd always flirt with the waitress in front of my mom, and, you know, one time, I'm not even joking.
But he's high-end club, like, where are you? like, is this like a Goodfellas club?
I know. No, no, they're like, well, they're, one of them was called, I think it was called the Harbor Room. So it was like at a restaurant that had like, and it had this dude, I forget his, I wish I
probably had
that
Ventura fucking comedy festival in there, mother.
He was literally like playing a Casio keyboard, and like my dad, like, get up there and dance. Like, he'd tell
you?
Me, yeah, like dancing. And we went to it. We were online at a club, like a club. It was called the Rose and the Crown, I think. And it was like a nightclub where young kid people were, and I'm 11, and I have like no torso, and I'm just like that freaky looking, like just legs.
My
and
patellas
just,
are fucking
my,
tiny.
Oh, my knees are all hanging out. And
zero torso.
So I remember that we went up to the thing, and a guy asked me for ID, and I was like, I was 6 foot in eighth grade, so I was like a big, young looking, freaky bust of a kid. And the bouncer was like, where's your ID? And the other guy's like, it's all right, he's with his parents. And you know, you're a kid and you want to kill yourself.
Oh my god.
So we'd be sitting on the edge of a thing, and there'd be, you know, my dad's like, go ask some girl to dance with you. And I'm like, you know, can you imagine you're 11 12, and there's like 22 year old hot chicks, and your dad's encouraging you to try to mac with them, you know?
God, dude,
so painful. And then I would just go and watch like the street performer like sing folk songs just by myself, you know. And I would tell, I told,
were
my
there other kids like, hey,
no, there's nobody. All my brothers and sisters were out getting hammered and working restaurant jobs, saving money for college. And
where,
and,
like on Nantucket?
On Nantucket, yeah, that was like the best summer job you could ever have. You
yeah,
know?
No, Coons used to do that.
Yeah, and then by the time I got there, the people we knew sold the restaurant, and I was just, you know, fucking
can you pass
hanging
my pen, please.
Yeah,
I don't know why you think that. Like, we can't say.
I still want to interrupt. No, I just need that.
You keep the fucking.
You want my my reporter notebook?
No, I didn't. Not, this is exactly what I didn't want to do. I just wanted a pen and not interrupt your story.
Oh, that's all right. That's all I got right there. No, it was you know, and it was you know, my dad worked weird hours on a newspaper, so like I didn't see him because he would go in at like 3 in the afternoon, and then he would be home at after midnight because he worked in the city. So you know, I had that. You know, I was just raised by television, like all of us. You know.
Yeah.
What did you watch? What were your shows?
I mean, Different Strokes, man. I remember hating fucking... I envied Gary Coleman. Bad. I wanted to be Gary Coleman. I wanted to be a TV star at that age. I was just so pissed. Because at Parade magazine, you know, you get Parade. And,
Parade.
You know, I'd just be pissed. Because that was the only thing that I could... Yeah, I was always pissed. And then there was Janet Jackson on that one episode.
Yeah. Charlene?
I don't know. Yeah,
Charmaine?
Yeah, I don't know.
That was his girlfriend.
Willis decided not to sleep. Was it? Todd Bridges?
Yeah, she came on there. Yeah.
That's when TV money
was
TV money.
From Penny on Good Times, which I watched.
Yeah, yeah.
And then to that, yeah, she was a sitcom star, little Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson, man.
Bigger
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
I like her. I have more of her music than Michael's.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The one with
I'm a straight LaToya fan, but whatever.
Reby Jackson. There's a Reby, by the way.
I like how I always talk about how, like, when I was in high school and I was hormones were raging, songs she would have like empowerment songs like Let's Wait a While. Remember that one?
Let's wait a while. That's like, not give it up though.
Yeah,
that means, that's
like
bullshit.
don't pass it out. And I'm like, oh, why are these girls listening? And then fucking titties out at the Super Bowl. I'm like, where the fuck was this goddamn Janet Jackson when I was in high school? Where were you at?
They dropped that.
I put
shit,
a deposit on the cassette of the one with the guys holding her breasts on the cover. You remember that one?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
That's the way love goes and all that sexy stuff.
Yeah.
If I Was Your Girl, she's
that's when she started getting. Yeah,
she just changed her tune.
Was this?
That's when Miss Jackson came.
That's what, the celibacy tracks were not working for you.
I you reminded me of something that I have forgotten about. So when my dad got divorced from my mom, like back then, obviously zero internet or anything, so he was doing whatever he could. To meet women.
Oh, that must have been
right. So imagine that. And what do you do? Like, what are you going to do other than he didn't go to bars much. He wasn't going to go there to, you know, meet chicks and. So he would go to dances in like the area, like, you know, they'd
rodeos,
like singles dances or
square
whatever
dances.
They have
right.
and shit. And he
why
would
is
make,
Paul Sorvino
but
in
he would
all
make
movies?
Us come with him.
No.
Oh yeah, we would go to a couple of them, and I do not. I
you
don't
dance with me. You dance with these three assholes. Too.
It's a rare occasion that I dance. Like Jay Larson crushes weddings. I'll dance at a wedding, some shit like that.
Yeah, we still haven't had that dance off we were supposed to have.
You'll never hear me say some shit like, you know what I feel like doing tonight. Dancing.
No,
you're never gonna hear me say that. So
Did he Mac? Did he get
Yeah, so he would meet chicks and like we would go. I mean, also think about it. You feel if there's safety in numbers. And plus, might as well let them know up front, I got these three fucking kids over here.
Three and, juvenile delinquents.
Yeah, and he used to make us do that. He'd be like, get out there and dance with like their daughters and shit. I'm like, I don't want to do that, Dad. I'd be out there two-stepping. Like,
he said, I'm trying to get some ass. Yeah. Get over there right.
Is it wrong that I see you guys back, as the outsiders? Like, you're just dressed like the outsiders?
We were dressed nice, man. We were never the fucking family that rolled in and whatever your choice is. You probably did. I should have done it, but we never were allowed to wear jeans to church or sneakers to church. You had church shoes. And
did that come more from your dad or more from your mom?
Oh, my dad and his mom and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Did your dad ever have chicks over and you'd wake up in the morning and she'd be crushing some cereal while you guys were walking around?
Crushing cereal? That's not where I thought you were going.
Yeah. No, he did end up meeting a lady, but I don't think there. I just think he was lonely and wanted to bring fucking company. No, I'm just saying. Think about yourself right now. If you went to a date, that's all you, no internet.
Right. No, like Tinder.
Oh, fuck. There's a dance in the whatever, the community center or some shit, whatever. It wasn't a community center. It was a bar. Well, like a, you know, patio area or whatever. So
now it's just an outdoors
like
place.
A meet,
I don't know what just happened.
like a meet, whatever. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a moose lodge or some shit. I don't know describe what it was.
Can I ask you objectively, like if you could take yourself out, was your dad like attractive? Like, could he have pulled some tail if he was, you know, in the mood? Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So he
was
had
yoked, wasn't he? A big dude.
Well, I mean, he wasn't yoked, but he was 6'1".
Yeah, that's a good size.
Good hair. Do you have good hair?
Yeah, good hair. Good hair.
That's a good size man right there, huh?
But anyway, met this lady, and I think it was a heroin debt is what it was, actually. No, ended up meeting this lady, and they dated. So I never saw him. I saw him go for my mom, break a while, not terribly long,
right?
A year or whatever to get shit straight. And then he was like, oh, fuck it, I'm going to start dating. And I'd say within 6 months, he had a girlfriend.
He did all right, huh?
And she had a son. She had a little son.
Did you
Russell mercilessly? Well, that's what my little brother was pumped because now he wasn't the little brother anymore. So we were like, we got a new whole new fucking person to fuck with. Like, even our old shit is new again to us. And we can't wait.
You can do all the old trills.
I can't wait to redo it, dude.
The old subtle tricks of punching him in the arm when he looked at you.
I have jokes all the time with Kate, you know? Anytime around anyone new and I pull it, she goes, yup, Jane's got a new audience. She always busts me for it. I'm like, come on.
You got to do what you got to do, man.
My dad used to do the same thing, too, about the girls, though. He'd be like, get out there, go talk to her. She's cute. Go talk to her. And we're like, Dad, I don't want to go dance with her. Go dance with her. So then, this was awesome of him. I may have said this before. I don't know, but... when Run DMC and the Beastie Boys they did the Together Forever tour, we all wanted to fuck.
Oh, that's a hot show, yeah.
And we were in middle school, I think, and there was no way. Yeah, we were like 6th or 7th grade, and there was no way.
I love that I'm always baffled. I mean, I don't mean to interrupt, but I never had a passion for that kind of stuff, and I always wish I'm like, how come I never fucking wanted to go to anything?
You never live shows or anything,
dude. I never had any inclination to be like, oh, I should
take you to a concert. You just went to one.
Yeah, I know.
Now you're into it, but you just weren't.
It was great. I mean, I loved it. I loved it. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
So double bill, Run DMC, Beasties.
Yeah, at the Capitol Center in D.C. And
Chocolate City.
My dad and our friend Shannon's dad decide that they're going to escort me, both of my brothers, Shannon, and our cousin. And we go, and we're sitting there, and we're having a great time. There's a whole row of, we're like middle school, like I said, 6th, 7th grade. So there's a row of like high school girls behind us.
Oh, man.
And it's loud as shit. That's why I love my dad, because I'm 100% going to do shit like this, especially with Derek. Like, I don't mess with him. But he was leaning back saying something, and I like to the girls, and I look over, I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm just telling him that you're my son, Ryan, and you're available. I was like, what? I look back. He's like, it's my son, Ryan. Right here. I'm like, dude. That's awesome. Dad. He was like, but Derek right there, my nephew. He pointed all of us out. We were like, you are the... Dude, he loved every second of that.
I'm sure he did. And those, you know what? It shows those girls that, you know, you're available.
Right. Yeah, we were available.
But, you know, I hated that stuff when I was young, but when I was living in New York, when I was in my 20s.
You would take that bullet to go see that show.
Oh, yeah. But when I was in New York, when my dad worked, we would hang out, and he was like a chick magnet because he was like the dapper older dude. And we would let him, my boys, we'd want to go out with my dad because he would rap with these chicks. I'm not even kidding. Young girls who thought he was like a dapper. It's so nice you guys hang out with your dad. And, you know, it was like an opener, you know what I mean?
Yeah. He was just crying. He was an opener.
It was beautiful. And, you
he was
know,
doing guest sets on your night
yeah,
out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, can you meet me over at 14th and 6th?
Yeah, he used to joke about wanting to be a character actor when he retired from the Times. And I'm like, that's all I need is for you to have a fucking career before I do.
I gotta finish this goddamn book.
Oh, killing me. That's awesome, though. Your dad sounded like an awesome guy.
Were you crushing with the chicks from day one?
No, I was a little shy. I didn't really make it happen until, you know, high school.
What do you think, middle school is where people are really
I don't know. I mean, in
down?
Jersey, it felt like there were this one guy I used to hang out with. His name was Guy, and he was like...
Of course.
He was crushing it in eighth grade. multiple chicks. Or maybe just full of shit.
The two most unoriginal names for anything tonight have been on this show. Let's call Morning Show AM and a guy. I mean, it is no effort put in any of that shit.
They're just generic. Just call them noun.
Oh, my God. Quick, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Guy, that's it. Go.
Yeah, I don't know. Were you?
So wait, he was a middle school Romeo? Is that what you're trying to tell
us? Yeah, man.
What grade are we talking here?
Seventh, eighth grade, right?
Guys, killing it in seventh, eighth.
I knew one kid that was supposedly having sex in seventh grade. You know what I mean? Everyone was like, oh, everyone knew, like, oh my God, they're having sex.
Right.
Yeah, and but, you know, they were a little... They were like drifters, you know what I mean?
Drifters.
Yeah, back then you envy it. Now you're like, that's a disturbed child who's that sexualized.
They only
that
take
age?
Science class. Drifters.
You know what I'm talking about.
That's crazy.
What was your when was your the big V?
I always dated older chicks. Like,
oh, here we
you
go.
Know, because well, I was
is
precocious.
It because you were
because
used to hanging
id.
Around?
Because you're fucking id.
No, yeah, no, because I was
Some
used to Freudian older people.
Shit, he wanted to bang his mom.
No, I'm serious. I had a college in the. It's also in the book. I talk about I had a college
like
girl.
Carl probably saw older titties, probably 50-year-old titties before he saw like steady teenage titties.
Here he goes with the titties.
Am I wrong? He did.
I don't know.
He did. He hung out with all old people. He saw a bunch of that old cleavage.
Where would I be seeing titties though?
At fucking, you know, cocktail parties, the jazz. You didn't see some cleavage at a jazz fucking club.
Gertrude, take your titties, yeah, titties Gertie. Back a little bit.
God, that
got the Chanel number five, yeah.
Gertrude, show Carl your titties. I'll cut it out.
The kid, the comic from Tampa's got an erection.
He's gone again. He's lost him again.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I had to appeal to people with the intellect, not with the brawn.
Yeah.
You know what
so
I mean?
Wait, you had a college?
Well, I went to like some summer theater thing at Oberlin mm-hmm. College, and I had these older buddies of mine who were like theater teachers from NYU, and I got to know them. And
how old were you?
I was 15 going on to 16, and they were in their like early 20s, and they taught in high schools, and so and now thinking about like I don't know why they were kicking it, but I would hang out in New York City with them, drink underage.
Killing
one
it,
of
man.
My buddy's dad's
Catch
owned
her in the Rio.
Yeah, one of my buddy's dad's owned a titty bar out by Giant Stadium.
He just whispered titty.
I know. I had an ex that didn't like the word titties, you know, and I couldn't. And I was
well,
like,
you can say it freely here.
So, yeah, I just hung out with older people.
In your house.
In your own house.
Yeah, exactly. I'll kick you guys out right now. The first 40-minute crab feast right now. Yeah, no, so I just, you know, I hung out with older people because I thought I could keep up. And then you find out you can't really keep up.
So,
and
wait,
then,
wait,
you know,
were you just taking, like, the subway?
We've been
in?
Doing this a
yeah,
while,
you just take right? the... My dad commuted every day. I mean, where I grew up is 20 minutes from New York, and that's why I was going to name the book 9 Miles from Manhattan, because I grew up 9 miles outside of the city.
And you always tell us about
And you
it.
Can't... Yeah, exactly.
He just
and
people, repeated it twice.
I know. And people
I was
going to
call
Jersey,
9 miles from out of Manhattan. You know, I'm like, oh, I get it.
People from New Jersey are all hung up that they can't say New York, whereas you say Boston, and you're from like 80 miles from the city.
I'm from
city.
15 miles.
Okay, 9. You know what I'm saying? See, I'm
I don't cross a river, dude.
That's exactly right. That makes the point.
And I don't say Boston. I say Massachusetts.
Well, yeah, you're normal. But there's people from Wisconsin say they're from Chicago. You know what I mean?
Look at this guy.
I'm getting all worked up.
You
here.
And somebody else used to get mad about that, too. Like, you're not from there.
Yeah.
I can't remember what
comic oh, I remember. Oh, big time. Jacob Siroff?
Yeah, that's right. It was Jacob. He was...
Where's he from?
I don't know, but he wasn't happy. Was he? I feel like Northern California, maybe. But anyway, yeah. He was big on that, too. Like
his brother BJ could play some baseball, huh? Any relation?
BJ
Siroff?
Siroff. That's
different, Siroff. Whole different thing.
This guy, and first of all, he wasn't even that good.
BJ Siroff was good.
He was a major leaguer.
Catcher for like the first 2 years in the league.
He was a good ball player.
You'd be happy to have a B.J. Surhoff on anybody's team.
What, do you get something with B.J. Surhoff?
He's an Oriole.
That's why I say that for his benefit.
I think he might even coach
for us. Came up with the Brewers.
I know he did, Milwaukee.
Can you tell me, did you have a curfew?
Yeah, it was like, I swear to God, it was 3 a.m. No, it was 10:30, but the first play I ever did, I went to the cast party, and I didn't come home till 5 o'clock in the morning when I was supposed to be home at 11. And after that, I just blew the door off they couldn't control me. And I wasn't doing anything.
They couldn't control me.
I'm pushing it 30 minutes. You ain't going to do nothing.
No, but you come in at 5 o'clock in the morning, and your parents want to kill you. And
were they up waiting?
Yeah, like the door opened. You know, you go with your key, and it opens before you need to put the key in.
And they just fucking smacked you in the
and
face?
And I told
them
I was with this older chick, and my dad was like, older girls expect things. And I was like, yeah, like sex, Dad, you know? And I'm like, why are you not, like, excited about it? I know, you know,
you've been pushing me on chicks since I was 11.
I know, exactly. This is a natural progression. And so,
this one just hit menopause.
Yeah, hot flashes, but... Yeah, so, you know, I just, after that, but I wasn't doing it. I wasn't a delinquent. I was just hanging out, watching plays and going to museums. I was a total, like, art nerd.
Totally.
Know?
But that's cool. Going to cast parties at that age must have been dope. Yeah. Were you doing the plays? You were acting in the plays?
Well, that was, like, the high school cast party, but when I would go to New York, I would just hang out with these older, like, theater people, and, you know, you swear you have a chance.
Theater people are easy.
And you think you have a chance, and you're literally 15, 16, and you got mad verbal game, and then... The girls just, they laugh, you know, you don't know how to get over, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or I didn't anyway. So you just neck and pet. That's all you can do.
Yeah, there's a lot of petting.
You don't know how to say, like, you want to take this to the next level. Like, what do you say when you're 15?
So wait, did your parents, like, ground you? I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Did your parents ground you or anything?
They were just, you know, the classic I'm disappointed thing.
And they're just spent. They're like, listen, I'm 70 years old.
Yeah.
I can't do
Yeah,
this.
What are you going to do with me, really, at that point? So, yeah, I wasn't, I could have gotten a lot worse, but, you know. But the city was, you know, right there. You know, you just fucking hop on the bus and you just think you're the shit.
What are you going, like, happy hour and shit?
No, you just go, you know, you get on the NNR.
Doing mimosa brunches and shit. And fucking
the best was the delis, the bodegas don't
Two and a half
anymore.
Hours. I'm 9 miles from Manhattan. Goddamn. Where the fuck's going
on? Yeah, it's rush hour.
Two
brutal.
And a half hours.
Going through
bullshit.
The Lincoln Tunnel just breathing fumes. It's brutal.
Wait, what were you saying?
Like, the bodegas don't really card you, so you would go in and you'd get, like, a Foster's oil can, and you stick it in a paper bag, and you go hang out at Washington Square Park, and you watch, like, the jugglers and the street people that are really good, you know, like the guys who can balance a bike by the kickstand on their mouth and shit. Right? Those guys who do the tumbling and shit. Like, there's no offense, but they're just a lot better than the ones on the Third Street Promenade, the ones in
That's because those
Square.
Guys have to get permits. The ones who don't get permits are always better than the ones who get
permits. Yeah, they're going to escape the law. So, yeah, it was, I wish I were,
I love that you were sneaking out.
Yeah, you know, I think the truth is with anything like dating or asking someone out, a boy, girl, man, woman, whatever, if you can take no, then you'll keep asking. So, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I think we get ourselves so worked up of how to get a yes out of someone. But if you could truly get used to no all the time, you wouldn't even sweat going to the next one. Be like, no, all right, next one.
Well,
next
right. One. I see you next as one. Having that ability. My thing is I'm a shy person and people can't believe it. A lot of comics are shy, but people don't understand that you have to, like, if I see an attractive girl when I was single that I wanted to hit on, I would have a monologue in my head that was so, like...
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
If you don't go up there, you're the biggest coward pussy on the face of the fucking earth, and you will die a fucking sad person if you don't say hello to this girl.
This 14-year-old girl when you're like 13.
And if you don't know, and if you don't do it now, as you're walking up, that's what you're saying to yourself, and then you literally extend your hand, and you think it's the hardest thing you can ever do, and then you do it, and then you say something stupid, and they laugh, and you're on and popping.
Dude, do you remember couple skates? Do you ever couple skate?
No, I was always standing. I could, you know, I couldn't go in reverse. I couldn't
not
stop.
This dude.
You were good?
I couldn't skate backwards, and if I could, I wouldn't have. But I was always couple skating. Always.
Complete
I never
stranger
sat
girls?
Out a couple skating. No, not a complete stranger girl. I would ask a girl that I knew or
just so you wouldn't
one
have to
that
sit
I
it
liked.
Out.
Yeah, I would just straight up be like, you want a couple skate and start... You start holding hands side by side.
Yeah.
And then I started seeing dudes skate with a girl that could skate backwards. And I was like, I need to ditch this one right here.
She's got no skills. Skating
girl. And I put my fingers through like the belt loops. I'm like, what's up? And I always roll by my friends. Like, I've couple
skating. So she's skating backwards, you're forward. So you're essentially just like pushing her around the floor. Right?
But they were good. They loved it. They had their little fucking boot covers and they'd skate backwards. They loved that shit. But I always couple skated.
Damn.
I did limbo too, man.
Can someone out there,
on the
please,
skates or on the feet?
Limbo too.
Someone out there, please.
Jesus, this motherfucker did not just answer me.
You do limbo on skates?
I limbo on my feet.
I limboed like crazy. No.
That's the
at the roller rink.
No, like parties and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
you know I can't do that with the small patellas. That's not. I'm not limboing.
You just gotta hold the stick.
That ended for me in eighth grade. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, man. Did you couple skate, Jay Larson?
I only a couple skate. I remember. I mean, we never like roll skate wasn't a big thing. Like everyone, I remember in sixth grade, some people had like roll skating parties, and I remember couple skating with Debbie O'Donnell.
Debbie O'Donnell.
Yeah, Debbie O'Donnell. But that's the only time I remember. I wasn't like we weren't going skating all the time.
7 minutes in heaven. I mean, I'm talking to the girl the whole time.
That's Carl like, D's busting out.
Yeah, I remember
shit.
7 minutes in heaven.
Oh, I would do it. I would do it. I wouldn't. I want. You know, what are you gonna do?
We did it all. Truth or dare, spin the bottle. So wait, how old were you when you lost your virginity, and was it an older girl?
Yeah, it was 16, and she was
46.
No, she was just a couple grades. She was a senior in high school at the time, but so that wasn't really an older chick, but it was. In high school, that was
that's
sophomore.
Older?
Yeah, that was a good year for me.
And then she
messed me up. She went with like some alternative dude. I was kind
of. That's not what I was gonna ask. Look at like,
she
you
messed my head up.
I was gonna ask like, did she take charge? And before I say, he's like, yeah, she messed me up.
Yeah, of course. No, I had a girlfriend that I didn't sleep with the summer before, and she was in college. And so what I had told this girl is
freshman year in high school, you're dating a college.
I was a sophomore in high school, and she was going into her senior year in college. That
Whoa.
Was over the
Whoa.
Summer.
Whoa, that's older, yeah.
Yeah, that was older. That
wait,
was
cool. Wait, you're sophomore. Wait, say it again.
I was a sophomore in high school.
High,
she
so
was,
you're 15.
She was going into her senior year of college.
So like 23.
Yeah.
No.
21.
21.
Maybe 20.
Yeah.
Still
I
a
don't
big
know.
Jump.
Jersey.
Not everybody
goes
all Juco high.
But I bragged about it, and I basically, because my best friend, he got laid before I did, and I couldn't handle it, so I lied and told him not only did I also get laid, but
you
I
lied?
Got laid with a college chick, so he was, yeah, I lied, because I was so hung up about it.
So he's wondering if the kid was lying to him before. Guy.
Oh, I know.
You
it
don't
was
think
brutal.
Guy was
and
lying?
And then I lied his ass.
Yeah, and so when I finally slept with this girl, she didn't know it was my first time, although she probably could judge by the lack of skill, but... You know, when she broke up with me, I carried with it that, you know, I couldn't tell my best friend that, you know, it was my first time. And I didn't tell him until, like, the Springsteen concert in 99 in the parking lot. I'm like, you know, by the way, I never slept with homegirl. And he was like, I'm just impressed you lied about it for that long. Like, you kept the lie up forever.
That's a long lie.
Yeah, that's one of those, what are you going to do? I made a prison of my own doing, you know what I mean, by not opening up. You ever do that?
No. So did she run the whole show, that high school chick?
You know, it was definitely not a... yeah, you know, she knew what she was doing, and I didn't, but, you know...
Was she a virgin?
No.
He said it like, nah, man, nah. She banged up.
Couple STDs.
No, yeah, she knew what she was up to. And
up to.
But that's the thing, that was a New Year's Eve, and I brought Gouda cheese to the party. And because I wanted to be classy.
That was your play?
Well, I just brought Gouda cheese like to have.
Shit's got red plastic on it.
Right. But so when she fucking broke up with me, I told my buddy, I'm like, I need you to do me a favor, dude. And he's like, anything, man. I'm like, I need you to take this Gouda cheese that I bought like months later and put it on her porch door. So that she'll.
Carl D.
So he snuck. I made a buddy sneak up to the porch.
In the middle
put
of
a
that.
Wheel of Gouda cheese on her doorstep.
He wheeled it
so
up.
So that she'd be like, I gotta have
I gotta
this guy
get a 2x4
back.
2x4 up the steps. I'm wheeling this thing up, man. Shit.
Raccoon got at it, man.
I gotta
she
have this guy back.
Raccoon got it.
I gotta have this guy back because he reminded
Died,
me with the Gouda cheese.
Choked on the plastic, then raccoon.
Wait a minute. You got back together with Carl? He's got an endless supply of Gouda.
Yeah.
Of course I did.
Smoked. Just the pathetic things you'll do.
Wait, so did you ever hear from her? Did she ever be like, don't leave fucking cheese on my
no,
porch?
No, I never heard back from her, but it was just... And then like all those like things, the fundraisers in school, I I'd buy them for her, and she, you know, like, they'd get lost by the yearbook staff who were all on her side. Like, she was like,
her side?
She was like, give you Swiss.
She was all, no, she was all like dialed in, you know, with the yearbook staff and shit. And she,
she's dialed
this
in.
This motherfucker left cheese on my porch. We got you. We got you. Don't worry. That shit ain't gonna fly around here. This motherfucker's good is about to be gone.
Carl D. Tired of your Gouda bullshit, Carl D. The yearbooks there. He said, can we please? He said.
Uh-oh, here we
she
go.
She had dialed in. He said, the yearbook staff who was on her side.
All right. You get it. Now you see how this is working. You see how it was for me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
I got a staff of them against me right now. They run the yearbook.
You're fucking cutting pictures around out your head. Yeah. Shit. All analog. Right, like that? Do they even bother?
I play
with
six sports, man. Where the fuck are my pictures?
Jesus Christ!
Show up at pictures. You're not even in the club.
You know? I was up for most charismatic. Didn't get it.
God, nice class actor.
Were you?
Yeah, class actor.
Were you in drama? And
plays? Yeah.
But the only one in the class. We gotta put him in.
Somehow, I wasn't totally outcast because I played basketball, and so I never actually.
Plus, you had Gouda, man. Everybody.
I was, yeah, exactly. I was pretty much Gouda. Yeah, I was.
Half the yearbook staff got their Gouda from me.
I was the supplier.
Shut your mouth. What other? Do you ever do any other cheesy things? No.
That's good, that dude. That was organic. Out.
That was Gouda. That's what I think you meant to say, man.
No, like for chicks, like stuff like.
You all right?
No,
it's hurt. We got to get him the penicillin shot in the ass.
Oh, God, I'd do anything for it. Fucking...
Can't you just go get one? What do you got to do?
They don't give you the shot.
No. You just ask for it at the doctor, like, straight up, I need penicillin.
You shouldn't
just
take
it. Just in the room straight up. How about a penicillin shot?
I mean, can't
that's
you ask for it?
Yeah, Dr. Feelgood.
I'm going in tomorrow.
Go a pill.
Like, look, I would really like a penicillin. Just say that.
I don't know if penicillin takes care of everything.
Don't listen to them.
I think it does, though, man.
It's pretty. Amoxicillin is the one. You only take six of them, and they're just like, knock. I think that's the.
No, I'm talking about one needle to the ass, and it was done.
That's some Keith Richards shit. Like,
dude, I ran a marathon the next day.
Yeah.
One arm push-up.
Wait, so you were about to ask Carl D if he did any, cheesy stuff for girls?
Yeah, like.
I called the airport one time, and I'm not. This is so pathetic. I called the airport to page a girl because I knew she was leaving for France for the summer, and I put a quote from a sonnet. This is what I made the fucking lady at the. So pathetic.
Because sonnet number like, 30.
What airport?
Newark Airport.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
No, that's 18. That's not. That's the cliche
Carl
one. I went sonnet 30. And the couplet at the end is
the couplet.
Yeah, this is so pathetic.
This is what he said to the lady.
I say to the lady. Who might have been from an urban area? She says, "I said I need you to. I know this is crazy, but I need you to listen to what I'm saying." And the couplet was, "And if the while I think on thee, dear friend, all losses are restored and sorrows end." And she had it right. And she's like, "Sweetheart, I hope to hell she comes to get this. That is really nice." And I was like, and then she never, she never picked
she's
up
like,
the page.
Mark, we got a Gouda online. We got a Gouda.
Cut to her and be like, "Let me get a Cinnabon and a Diet Coke." Fuck Carl's like,
all these
so
things. All this shit is stalking today, right? Like, we were stalkers. Previous.
It was stalking then. I'm pretty sure that was stalking then.
I love this shit, dude. Wait, did she do it over the announcement?
No, she didn't say it. She basically was going to page the person to come to receive the message, and she never
like Linda
it up.
Williams. Please come to the front desk. We have a message for you from Carl
yeah,
de
exactly.
Gregorio. Sonnet what?
Number 30.
Sonnet number 30.
We're boarding now, ma'am. It's either the sonnet or it's your flight.
And that was my go-to move. Was I've purchased the book of sonnets for like multiple girls, and I think it's the most original.
Page
thing.
At airports. That's my move, man.
Oh no! Yeah, no. You buy the book of sonnets for the girl, and then you pick a line from it, and you say, "This is how I feel." And
do you know all of the Shakespeare sonnets?
No. You know there's a lot of them, but
every year on his birthday at school at my college, the head of the English department, we'd read every single one of them.
So it takes forever, doesn't it?
No, I think there's like a what's there a hundred?
100 No, let's see over here if I can make it there. I have them. Anyway, I don't want to get it, but I have the book over there. There's like 175, I think, or 80, 180.
Yeah, it goes all day, like in the back. You know, it's pretty dope.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's cool. Look Shakespeare all day, man.
That dude's fresh.
I love Shakespeare.
That dude's good. He's the first rapper.
Maybe really appreciate Deadwood too. You ever watch Deadwood?
I did for a little bit.
Deadwood's fantastic.
It's all based on Shakespeare.
It's all written in iambic pentameter.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
I would have watched that if I knew.
You
that.
Should fucking go back and watch it. It still exists.
Wow.
It's all written in that. It's fantastic.
More swears beyond in that show than any show ever.
But in iambic,
beyond well done.
Some of Springsteen's stuff is almost in iambic pentameter.
Who ticks?
Yeah, at least that's what I read.
That's dope, dude. Sickler pulling some
all right,
knowledge
so hold on. The sonnet at the airport, are there any others? Because, I mean, that's...
I never went that far.
I'm psycho. I'm a crazy...
you're passionate.
You ever do an operator breakthrough?
I never did that. Cause
never
I,
did those?
My
you
mom still
those?
Doesn't have call waiting, man. That's brutal. So
that's you how you got to do the operator breakthrough.
Yeah, you gotta
like, I need you to break through and call that. And then be like, hello? Like, what's going on? I'm on the phone talking to my grandmother. You want to go to a fucking skate rink today?
You want to skate backwards while I push you around the rink?
Oh, it's when you don't have call waiting?
To open
back
arms?
Before you had call waiting, it was just you get a busy signal. You could request an operator to break through that line. Like, I need an operator breakthrough, and then you
and
could
dudes
call
would
somebody.
Do it. Like, you'd do, your buddy would do it to, just to tell you to just, come get a slice. Yeah,
yes, exactly.
And your mom would flip out.
Yeah, flip out.
And the operator would just do it for no reason.
They would cut. You'd be talking
to
somebody.
No, they would try to tell you not to do it, and you'd just lie and say it's life or death. And then
and they don't ask what it's for. You just say, I really need it. And then you convince them, and then... then it's jarring because you're just talking to somebody like, yeah, blah, blah, and you hear this. We have an operator breakthrough. You're like, what the fuck? It just comes in all your conversations.
It's like getting a collect call from a prison. Yeah, it's great.
In the middle of your shit. Yeah.
You ever watch TV with a girl on the phone like back in the day?
Oh, yeah. 90210?
Not saying anything. Just watching the show together.
You know, the one used to drive me crazy, but I still stayed on the phone, was in middle school. A girl that I liked, or I was, you know, my girlfriend, I was like, use quotes.
You wrote notes
that
to.
I saw at the movies once a week and wrote notes to. Mm-hmm. It was always her and a girlfriend, and they would just hold the phone in their ear, and those two would talk for 45 minutes.
It's the best.
And then
wait,
I was
while
like,
she was hanging with you?
No, they were at their house or whatever, and I'm on the
just
phone.
To
I'm
two
just saying, they're talking to each other.
Other.
I'm still on the phone. Like, why am I even on the phone? But it was like three. I would get in like three questions in 45
you
minutes.
Care.
Oh, didn't give a fuck.
How about making tapes? I made tapes. That's awesome.
Yeah, like, hell
that's
yeah.
That's the best.
Made tapes, dude.
We used to get pissed. Like, we used to, you know, the radio would play the same song again and again. And we knew they'd be like, it's coming up. And we get our, remember we had dual cassette?
Oh, yeah, high speed.
We'd get them both bang, ready to go. Dude, we were getting fist fights.
Did you make talking tapes to a girl though? That's what I'm talking about. Did
I made a talking tape to my best
friend.
That's
creepy. To your best friend, a dude,
a guy.
I cut out of school sick 2 days in a row. I wasn't even sick. I faked sick for
your
2 days
podcast. To do a tape. Yeah, exactly.
To do my first podcast, and I did impressions of like, all of our teachers and shit.
That's good
for one buddy.
Yeah, my buddy David.
That's
George,
fun. Nothing wrong with that.
Is
Let's
he
get
still
back
right?
to Carl D's tapes. Right?
Is he all right?
Nah, yeah, of course.
Oh, okay,
man.
That just seems like something you do for like a Make a Wish kid or something.
And I try. What was your?
I would just talk to the girl in the college girl who was probably like, I don't know. She probably realized when she got back to school that she had made a total judgment error, and she got back to her life. And I would send her like tapes and and letters and shit. And then you know, my
like
favorite
Gary Delabate from Stern did that, and they used to play
they
it all.
Read that
shit. They would play it all the time.
He's like, I feel like I have
he did
my
a
personal
video,
yeah,
I feel
yeah,
like
yeah,
too, yeah.
Shit, I did.
So you would do audio recordings?
I do
you plug it into a little cassette player?
Or just talk into your boombox, because I had a...
Just
like
straight
a,
in?
Yeah, yeah, all the that's high fidelity.
It comes away like this and shit when you're doing them.
Exactly.
And I listen, I love you.
And then a letter with it. So it's like you basically sent her like 12,000 words. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. What? And it'd just be you talking straight up?
Yeah, I mean, I was spun out. It was like my first girlfriend was... We didn't sleep together, but she stayed over in the dorm with me, and, you know, we made out and stuff, so it was like I thought
maybe
I was...
You stayed over in her dorm.
No, I had a single, and so she climbed in the... It was all like,
climbing in the window.
Climbing in the window. I was on the first floor.
Yeah, we did
she
that.
She loved your old ass.
Yeah.
Young ass.
A young ass.
But, you know, I'd write letters, and I'd be like, you know, I had to step away from the letter for 6 hours. I expect you to do the same and shit like that in the letter. You know?
That's some intense shit.
What
right
you, why?
There.
Why?
So
step
she could
away.
Experience what I'm experiencing instead of reading all the way through, like the delay gratification.
Look at this guy trying to...
I'm a psycho. I obviously have issues.
I wish there was an invention where when someone told you something, the reason I want to go back in time isn't just to see dead relatives or any of that. I want to go back in time because when somebody tells me a story like this, that they did this.
You get the tape right there.
I want to go be a fly, and I want to witness other times of, you know, history. And yeah, one of those is Carl sitting in the corner listening to him at whatever, how old?
15, 16.
15 saying that shit.
I have journals from that time, too. It's
rewind
ridiculous.
It. You still have them?
All the journals?
There's a whole stack right there.
Dude, that's a book.
That's what I use as source material for my own. I could fact check my own book, you know.
The Drama King?
The Drama King, available October 7th.
Amazon.
But yeah.
Use the Craft Feast link. Use that Craft Feast link.
Yeah. It's just...
What's it going to be? How much is the book going to be?
$3.99 digital download.
That's it? Everyone right now. Buy that shit. Damn book.
Yeah. Craft I'll have a 10%. Hard copy coming out after. Yeah.
Then donate 10%.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... you know, put it on your Kindle, on your iPads or whatever. But yeah, I'm not job. What can I do? Yeah, but like you would just be like... I see time travel as like Minority Report. You just like... Click
yeah,
on Carl.
I want to go here.
See me laying on my childhood bedroom.
I would
talking
love to go see. Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I would love to see you at a dance camp, just pissed off or whatever's going on at summer camp.
Skateboarding around, drinking orange Fanta.
Sickler just running the streets like the Warriors.
Sickler. We'd be like, oh, we got this address. And like, nah, he moved. He's in a new place now.
Exactly.
Everywhere you go, you'd never find him. You're like, ah, damn it, this time travel.
I was in places plenty long enough to find me, believe me.
You never thought of a P.O. box for that stuff, huh?
No.
That's awesome, though. I just picture him like the Warriors, just running around the streets.
We were nothing like that. No? We were nice, good kids. I mean, we did get out. I think kids were more independent back then anyway. Like, maybe it was because there were two of us, and then that made other people comfortable also, safety in numbers. But we were riding our bikes. We weren't just circling the neighborhood. We were fucking...
doing shit.
We were definitely... We ever get out...
got harder from, like, 24 on, I think.
Yeah.
That's why? When he got real hard.
What do you mean, in my heart?
Yeah.
Why?
Because your identity got stolen. You had to live in a car for a little bit. Your uncle fucked you over.
That's probably inaccurate.
He's gonna.
I mean, it was built.
Wait till this kid melts down as soon as he gets his baby girl. He's gonna be the softest.
I can't wait, dude. That's such a beautiful thing down. That's happening for you.
I'll put her down and go right back to the other shit too. You think it takes the edge off? I mean, probably gonna ramp me up.
You working on a name and all that shit? You're not going to say anything.
We're
any
working
of that,
on
right?
a name. Yeah, we're working on it.
Carlos.
Do you not have
name.
One? What do you have? You're not telling anybody.
Well, no. I'm not going to say it right now because Don will kill me. But because we had a name and then we had another name and then we've been on that name for quite some time. And then just in the last week and a half, I think we're on to another name. Circling back to possibly the original name. That's where we're at with that.
Did anybody like jump on your name, like preempt you or anything like that?
What do you mean?
Like friends with kids? Anybody like jack your name?
Oh, like, you like mean a domain? Like if you said I want to name my child Carl, and then someone else got pregnant
anything
and stole
like
that shit?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know anyone else we know that's just about to have a baby, but we got one on deck.
That's
so
dope.
I'm not sweating.
That's
we got one on
dope.
Deck, man. We stay ready.
I
stay
like
ready.
It.
Jay's a dad. You're going to be. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I might get a one bedroom one day. You know what I'm saying?
I love your place.
It's nice, right? It's
definitely cozy in here. That's a cross made out of bottle caps, man.
That's what I was looking at. Is that really
a somebody brought that back from Mexico for me? It's the closest I'm gonna get to like hanging a cross, like you know what I mean. Even if you're not sure you believe it, you have a Bible and a cross just in case the vampire thing is true, or you know what I'm saying.
I'm not worried about the vampire thing being true. I'm worried about the God being wrong about the God thing. If you don't believe, and then you keep that shit up, and be like, look, I got that up there.
Yeah, exactly. I paid some dues.
Right? I never really jumped off the van. I'm confirmed. I'm in the cabin.
Exactly,
cool, man. I paid some dues.
Is that bottle caps? Yeah, I mean, but still,
it's high.
Where's it from? Mexico.
All right. Yeah, because they blend. That's probably. I don't even know if I'm right about that, but that's like they blend the formal with the informal in terms of their iconography, if that's the right word.
I don't know if
I'm gonna call bullshit on that. That's just like, some American.
Aldi has the biggest thesaurus
brain
I've ever known.
Making that shit up, but yeah. It's like, you know.
I don't know where the formal is there, but I see the informal.
Well, the cross itself, right?
Mm.
I don't know.
Well, look, man, we are about out of time. This has been So much fucking fun here, Carl D. Thank you for being here.
You guys are awesome. Carl D, we love you.
Well, it's good to see you always. This has been, I've laughed so hard at this. This has been truly, truly a lot of fun. I'm glad your patellas are doing well.
Yeah, look at them right there.
I just want to tell you, I'm very proud of you for writing your book. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Dark Angel, everybody. Dark Angel. Available on
the talking tapes.
What's it called again?
It's called The Drama King.
I'm going to hold off on being proud until I read it, and we'll see how good it is.
I'm setting myself up for
$3.99, October 7th, The Drama King, Carl D. Gregorio. That's a must-buy. $4.
$4 for a book.
For entertainment, 350 pages. I'm sure at least 40 of those pages
you
got to
think. Yeah, that's like batting less than 300 right there.
And so that's your book. And one more time with your Twitter, your appearances, please.
Your Facebook, home address, all that stuff.
At Carl D. Does It. Twitter, Carl D. Gregorio on Facebook. And I'll be at the Ventura Comedy Festival on the 23rd and the 27th. So.
As always, I'm Jay Larson Comedy. It's my website, Jay Larson Comedy on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest.
I try not to. That's all. You want me to go now?
Yeah, what do you want me to do?
I was waiting because I was trying not to laugh at Pinterest because it gets me every goddamn time you say it. Ryan Sickler on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, RyanSickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next Tuesday.